Frederick Nyenga is an entrepreneur who runs a butcher shop on the outskirts of Nairobi. His parents, like many Kenyans with high hopes for a country that won hard-fought independence, wanted their son to get a good education, but they could not afford to pay school fees.
I completed primary school in 1980, then I went to high school. I studied for the first two terms, but then we couldn't afford the fees, so I was forced to quit. Living in the village in a rural area, you have to think about what else you will do. So I decided to start a business with money I had saved working in people's farms, and that's how I started.
Like many people in rural communities, Nyenga shares a home with his extended family. He lives with his parents and four children. His first order of business is a trip to the livestock market to buy supplies. He does not own a car, so he uses a public transport minibus known as a matatu. Life can be hard and money is sometimes tight, but Nyenga believes Kenya has made major progress over the years.
If you think back to the early 1970s, there were no paved roads or tapped water. Electricity wasn't accessible to all people, and today most people have electricity in their homes. Many of the main roads are tarmac, so the government has tried.
At the market, Nyenga bargains for a fair price for a goat. He usually buys one for about $125, but here he has to pay about $160. There are larger suppliers of meat in Kenya, but many people still rely on small-scale traders like Nyenga, who sell meat at a relatively lower cost. When asked what he hopes the future holds for himself in Kenya, Nyenga is non-committal.
I can't tell you what the future of the country will be, but ask me about business. All we want is for us to be able to make a living.
Nyenga hopes that as Kenya marks 50 years of independence from colonial rule, his country will continue to grow and develop and give his children and grandchildren a better chance for a comfortable life. Mike Richman, VOA News, Washington.